Looking to transform your family game nights? At Perfectly Picked Games, we specialize in family games that bring everyone closer. Our games aren't just fun. Kids and teens will learn how to take turns, develop basic strategy skills, and understand the thrill of winning and grace of losing. With our exclusive gift of games, you can give months of gaming excitement to your family. Choose a 3-month or 6-month gift, and we'll deliver hand-picked family games to your doorstep every month. And here's the best part. Right now, you can use the promo code GOLDENMOJO and receive 20% off your selected plan. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Use promo code GOLDENMOJO and save 20% today at Perfectly Picked Games.
Welcome to the United States of Paranormal Podcast. Sit down and buckle up for an enlightening ride through everything cryptid, creepy, and paranormal.
Hello, all of my paranormal freaks out there. It is I, Golden J, hanging out with
the Rocker Chick
and
J-Dub.
This is the United States of Paranormal. What is going on?
Not a lot. It's cold outside.
It is. I know. It's
probably not by the time this episode comes out, but it was.
Well, yeah, it was 70 yesterday and 25 today. What
stupid.
The hell?
Welcome to Indiana.
Yeah.
Where if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I know that when I woke up this morning, I was surprised at actually how warm it still was, because all of the newscasts said it was, you know, high of 25. And I'm like, it's like 45. Doesn't that kind of go against what you're saying the high of today was going to be? Because don't they usually like say, oh, well, today's high, but it may only be at 2 in the morning. It's going to be 45.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was really screwed up. I mean,
and it even snowed a little today.
Yeah.
You know how many snowflakes I got in my eyeballs today? Because it wasn't just the snow. It was the wind.
Mm.
That wind was whipping. Director of housekeeping was quite pissed off coming in the back door, because when those automatic doors open, everything blew into the hallway.
Yeah. he was not happy.
I laughed at him.
I walked out to my car at work today, and as I walked against the wind to the car and then into the wind back to
what?
The office.
The wind was at your back on the way back in?
No.
Okay.
The wind was right in my face.
Oh.
And by the time I got back to the office, I had tears running down my eyes because they were so cold.
Mm-hmm.
The wind was just, yeah, it was crazy.
Yep.
Looked like I bawled my eyes out.
All I'm going to say is that transit van and that wind do not mix.
I bet.
It was quite the adventure in driving around today, so just that poor thing. You got the hammer down, and that wind is just hitting it straight in the straight in the face.
And
it's just like, oh, pushing me backwards. It's not cool. Not cool at all.
You used a lot of gas today.
I did. I probably used too much. Which reminds me, yeah, I have to turn in my gas receipts tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
I have to remember to do that in the morning. I do have an email that I'd like to share with you guys.
Okay.
All right.
This is from Carrie Daughtry. Do you remember Carrie? He was the one that couldn't watch your episode because his son's tablet had turned on right after he started watching it.
Yeah.
He actually emailed us, and I just want to shout out. I'm going to email him back. I have not yet, but the email is entitled Fart.
Ah, I love it.
It said, one of my brothers used to catch his farts and throw them in my face. So yes, I have tasted farts in my mouth.
Yep. See?
I went back to watch J-Dub's episode on the Travel Channel. They took it away. all but two seasons, so right now I'm looking for it. Have a wonderful day and keep kicking ass.
Hey!
So thank you so much for the email.
I hope you find it.
I hope you do too. It's got to be out there somewhere.
Yeah.
I think we watched it on Discovery Plus.
I think it's still there because I still get Facebook messages from people saying they've watched it.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. Or not.
Sometimes.
I know originally when we talked about it in your interview a year or so ago that you said that you took a lot of guff for a lot of different shit when that came out, didn't you?
Yeah, the comment that they spliced and put together, you know, for editing just made it sound like I don't give a shit about people and if they're having any issues. And I didn't say that.
Right.
But, yeah, some of them are those and some of them are, do the people have any experiences? And I don't know. I just know the one time Sean was at Lowe's or Menards or somewhere, and that person was like, hey, that lady lives in your old house. That's it.
Yeah, and she said that you guys were, they never had any experiences or something.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Everybody's different. I mean, we've talked about several different things. I mean, we even talked about it in the Brad episode where we talked about sensitive people who are sensitive to that have different reactions and get different feels. I'm a true believer that Alicia always attracted things, you know. So I mean, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I mean, it's just always my gut feeling, but
mm-hmm.
I always thought that she kind of had that
aura about her
that would attract spirits from the other world. So I mean, it is what it is, but I don't know. Thoughts?
I don't have any. None whatsoever. My brain is empty.
Your brain is empty.
No, right. I think it. Certain people are affected by
yeah.
it. And
yeah.
Certain people aren't.
And Jen's just one of the lucky ones that they're attracted to and want to come hang out with and talk to.
I guess.
Yeah. Did you, just real quick, did you ever, when you did investigations, did you run into things? Did things happen?
Not to me. I mean, things would happen just like randomly, you know, like investigations, but nothing like touched me or anything. They would always touch somebody else or they would see it and I wouldn't see it. And did you hear that? No, I didn't hear that. Did you see that? No.
Did you do it in large groups or was it just a few?
So Sean's sister and I have done a few places. And then we did it a couple of places with Brad and his buddy.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Never really been big groups of people.
And he made a comment about that in one of the places that they went where you really couldn't get to anything because there's just way too many people and it was too much, too loud.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that. Also, some of these tours that you take, like let's even say like Waverly. I mean, how lucky do you have to be to actually run into something with tours that go through there?
Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7 of them at a time, you know,
yeah,
in a
you
day.
You would think the ghosts would be tired.
Yeah. They fucking just go. Here, here's
get
a water
out.
Bottle. Here's a water bottle. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get out.
I did see that they're opening up the Warsaw Jail. They're going to...
Give tours
on like Saturdays and stuff.
My mom and I did a ghost hunt there, and then Sean's sister and I went and did a ghost hunt there. And the one with Sean's sister, we had a friend there, and we were all sitting at the tables, and there were books on the tables, and all of we're just sitting there talking and asking questions, and all of a sudden one of the books flew off the table and slammed on the ground, and our friend screamed so loud that it scared the shit out of all of us.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
It's
a cool place, though.
Yeah, I would just like to go and look around.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd react. I mean, in all honesty. I mean, I've been in places.
You'd scream like a little girl.
I don't know.
You'd probably scream like she did.
I might very well be. But we've been in places that nothing's ever happened to us. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like I said, I just don't think we're those people that would see it.
It's true. All right, rocker chick. What do you got for me?
All right. Let me ask you this. Name the one person you can talk to about anything.
I mean, really, is that really a big question?
I mean, guys are going to say each other.
No, yeah. I wasn't going to say him, but.
You weren't going to say me? I was going to say you. I can talk to you pretty much about anything.
Pretty much. What about
you listen to
what
me.
About the other thing?
What about
pretty
what
much a, about? You said pretty much. So that's not everything. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody that you can talk to about everything? You think that's me?
I do think that's you. I do think that's you.
All right.
I can't think of anything that I would be scared to talk to you about.
That makes sense. Okay.
All right, J-Dub, how about you?
I was going to say Sean, too, but there's, you know, I don't know, things that I know he wouldn't want to hear. So I'm like, I'm going to spare him. But my best friend.
Everything?
She would, yeah. Diarrhea of the mouth.
Do I know this best friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I will definitely tell Jeremy pretty much everything, but unless it's like a woman thing that, I mean, yeah, and you just need that woman there to talk to about those kind of things. So I would say Tina.
Oh, I guess I got
Tina's
outed
my
by,
everything.
You're my, I'm your
and
almost
you're my
everything.
Almost everything. Just like you said, I was your almost everything.
No, yeah. You're pretty much my everything. So sorry. Sorry, everybody.
You are his everything. I'm
his everything.
I'm going to find me another everyone.
Oh, everyone.
I don't know what it's just.
You whore.
You're a whore. I am not a whore.
You're so
attention whore.
So see, the thing is, who, I guess I should ask this question. Who would you talk, if you were upset with me, who would you talk to about that?
Oh.
See? Oh. That so you if you were yeah.
But that's a whole different scenario.
Not really.
Yes it is.
That's everything, Jeremy. Everything. I'm everything too. So that's what I'm saying.
Like
if I wanted to talk to somebody about you, something you were doing or something, yeah.
Do you talk to your everything about things that I'm doing? Just out of curiosity.
Not in a long time. How's that? I might tell everyone what all he does is podcast stuff. That's all that's in his brain.
Listen, I have been very good over the last month about trying to get things done so I can spend more time with you and go do things with you.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I'm in fucking marriage therapy right here on the pod.
All right.
Anyways. I think that if I have an issue with you, it is pretty much talked over with myself and worked over that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you are your everything.
I am.
I knew that.
Everything. Oh, yeah. Whoa. No, but I don't really talk to anybody else about you. Have I ever talked to you about her?
Not anything like you wouldn't say to her. Yeah.
Right.
It's always good stuff.
Always good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, honestly, it is.
All right. Well, there you go.
He just wishes that you would go to a psychic with us.
Go to a psychic for the pod.
You want to go to a psychic?
I don't know. I might sit and watch you guys do it and see what bad thing she tells you guys. Be like, nope, not doing it.
Oh.
That's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of. That it would be all bad.
Well, I'm just going to throw this out there, but I don't think that we would ever be able to, in our where we are, find somebody that I would be like, that's legit.
Right.
Anybody local or surrounding local would be, I'd be like, man, you're full of shit, lady or guy or whoever you are.
I don't know. There is a psychic, I don't know, on a road somewhere over there. I always see the sign.
Wow. That took you Maybe going right there.
South Bend or somewhere. Remember? There's a house, a little tiny building.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I mean, that sign has been there forever. So this person has got to be old. I bet she's legit.
Well, there's one downtown, too, by Subway on 15.
Mm.
Over by CVS.
Mm-hmm. I do believe I know what you're talking about.
I would say if somebody's been doing it for that long, I mean, because I remember the sign being there as a kid.
We'll find it. We'll go there.
It's on New 30 on the way to Valparaiso.
Yes. Sure it is. Okay.
It's a little house with a big sign. And every time we drive by, I go, hey, there's a psychic reader right here. You want to stop in? She's like, no. Listen.
Yeah.
There is only one place to go to get a psychic reading. And that's New Orleans, baby.
Yeah.
There's, I do believe, Dave Grohl has talked about, there's one down there that, and he is a complete skeptic and did a reading on him years ago. And I think it was New Orleans. I have to go back and double check, but break out Dave Grohl's book, The Storyteller.
Hmm.
What a great book. But New Orleans, baby. That's where all the voodoo's at. All right. You guys ready to get into today's episode?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, I don't imagine this is going to be a very long episode.
Why not?
Hang on to your panties.
Oh.
Or underoos, whatever you're wearing. As we go through the Ohio Grassman.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of the Ohio Grassman?
I have not.
The Ohio Grassman, or, okay.
Does he smoke a lot of weed? Sorry. Go ahead.
The Grassman, also known as the Ohio Grassman, or the Kenmore Grassman, or Orange Eyes, is a tall humanoid that stalks the woods in Ohio. Hence the name Ohio Grassman. It is reported very similar to Bigfoot.
Okay.
And it's funny, as I was digging around for stories of the Ohio Grassman and, you know, odds and ends, a lot of those stories bled into Bigfoot. Oh. And it's like, okay, well, this is not what I want. So the first prominent sighting of the Grassman occurred in a small town of Minvia, Ohio, in August of 1978, when the grandchildren of Evelyn and Howell Clayton, once again,
Clayton.
Last episode I did the Clayton house. This episode I got the Claytons.
Well, when you said orange eyes, that made me think of Rocker Chick's story, and I was like, orange eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that was
in the tree.
Grassman.
It could have been.
Arkansas Grassman.
The grandchildren of Evelyn and Howell Clayton, along with their friends, ran inside screaming about a hairy monster they saw in the gravel pit outside. When the couple went out to investigate, they saw that the crying children had, they seen what the crying children had described. It was covered in dark matted hair, sitting in the pit and fiddling with discarded trash. It was estimated to be around 300 pounds. The Claytons fled, but this was not their last encounter with the Ohio Ape Man.
Did you say Ape Man?
I did say Ape Man, because that's what they had written.
Okay.
The Claytons would see the Grassman many times after their initial encounter. One night, it was seen peering at them through their kitchen window.
Mm. Nope.
Wouldn't that just kind of end the whole thing right there?
Yeah. I'd be like, my curtains are going to be staying shut.
Yep.
Howell ran out with his gun, but the Grassman was gone before he returned. The area was later investigated by police, and although there was no sign of the hairy humanoid, several faint footprints were observed in the mud, and a terrible smell still lingered in the air. The Ohio Grassman was later seen by the Claytons atop a hill near the strip mine at night. The next month, in broad daylight, the couple observed two hairy creatures on the same hill. It was only after these reports by the Claytons were made that a startling connection was made. Okay, now check this out. So they say a startling connection. That connection was that days before the gravel pit incident, the Clayton's German Shepherd was found dead, its neck broken, and now they presume that the creature had actually killed their dog.
What an asshole.
I know, right? Along with this infamous Sasquatch, is what they keep calling it, it would be the most complex and important Bigfoot investigation in Ohio history. Like I said, they are so similar. They kind of keep going back and forth with different names. But in the 1700s, Indian natives to the Ohio grasslands spoke of a race of bipedal ape men referred to as wild ones of the woods that lived nearby. The Native Americans would actually leave out food for this creature to try to keep the peace. So what that gets back to is the first official sighting of him was by the Claytons in, 1978. But back in the 1700s, the Indians claim pretty much that they had seen him. Again, in the late 1800s, sightings of a similar hairy creature were made in the Ohio River. The humanoid had apparently tried to throw a man out of his carriage, but retreated when his daughter, riding as a passenger, threw stones at it. Now, let me dive into that a little bit farther, because I went back to find, because, you know, when you're reading stuff, you're reading all kinds of stuff and you're trying to figure out what to put in your notes and so on and so forth. So I had read an article about this incident, and this incident was that they had stopped the carriage, right, alongside the road for one reason or the other, when the Ohio Grassman, or this, you know, ape-like creature, actually pulled the dad out of the carriage and was trying to eat him in the middle of the road. So here's the dad, the creature's on top of him, and he's fighting him off, you know, the best that he can. And, you know, it's not looking good from what I was reading. It was, you know, it was a no-win situation. The dad is not going to win this. And the little girl, who had been scared, realized the situation of what was going on, that her dad's about to get just chewed up. And she... she starts throwing stones. I had this conversation with my mom last night when I was talking about this story. And she's like, my mom was like, well, where did she get the stones? And I'm like, Mom, if they're on the side of the road, wouldn't they just be laying there? So she, maybe that's why it took her so long to throw them. But she actually, from what I read, threw a rock and hit him directly in the head.
Oh,
nice shot.
Right.
And it startled him. He jumped up and ran away. So basically, she saved her father with a really good throw.
Yeah, she probably played baseball.
Probably. Back in the 1800s?
Yeah.
Girls played baseball.
When women could do things. And you know, the funny thing is with Sasquatch and the stories of them, they sound, or they seem like they are scared. I mean... they run off, they hide. It's, you know, very seldom do people have actual encounters like that with them. And if something like a rock is thrown at them, they run, you know. Mm-hmm. They're scared little animals.
Okay.
Big animals.
So we talk about Bigfoot a lot. At least I do. I know you guys don't really discuss Bigfoot on the pod, but all the stories and stuff that we've talked about Bigfoot, I mean, it's all hit and miss. We've never done like a full on story about Bigfoot.
Right.
You know, we talked about with Peter and we hit this and hit that. But in all of the stories, really, Bigfoot has always kind of been off in the distance, never aggressive, or, you know, if he's approached, he kind of takes off and goes the other direction. Am I wrong?
Correct. No, exactly. I mean,
he just kind of seems, what's the word I want? Non-confrontational. The unusual and social behavior makes the Grassman the most aggressive variation of Bigfoot. The Grassman has been sighted dozens of times since 2000, most frequently in Portage County, Ohio. It's been lurking around Kendall Lake, stalking unsuspecting fishermen. It is said that it currently lives in the woods in the Cuyahoga Valley National Park.
All right.
And you know how I feel about Cuyahoga Valley. Everything kind of seems to drift back in that direction, doesn't it? It's pretty crazy that Helltown, Ohio is there. And, you know,
right.
We keep ending up back in Cuyahoga State Park. So there seems to be, honestly, this seems to be a really, really big hotspot. I don't know why we're not reading about more investigations going on over there. No?
No, it's hard to tell. I mean, you said it's a national park or whatever, so maybe it's not allowed.
Maybe it's not allowed?
Possibly.
So in 1992, Don Keating, and you'll find Don's name come up quite a bit in a lot of the Bigfoot Grassman investigations, but he was actually investigating a sighting in eastern Ohio and videotaped what appeared to be a figure running into the woods. Of course, the footage was determined if it could have been the legendary beast. I've seen the footage. I found it and I watched it. Ooh. And you can find it history.com/video/grassman-sighting. So I will actually put that in the show notes in case you want to go watch the video.
Cool.
It's not a great video.
Oh.
It is very far away. It's 1992. So you know what these camcorders and, you know, it's not like you're getting the new Samsung Galaxy SG17 plus 19 plus 18.
With the 12 cameras.
With the 12 cameras that zoom in on Uranus. you're not getting that camera. You're getting a camcorder from 1992. But it's an interesting piece. I mean, it's something if you just wanted to go check it out. History.com/video/grassman-sightings. Like I said, I'll put it in the show notes. But that's the only thing that I've run across. There's a couple pictures out there, but of course, you know, it's wooded area. You're talking about a creature that is, you know, mossy looking basically. So you really can't tell it between the tree lines and stuff like that. So it makes it a little hard to spot him in several different pictures. So, the Grassman has also been spotted in the swamps, around Kenmore, Ohio. Although it wasn't seen, a cast of three-pronged humanoid foot was made from a tracks found there. So a cast of the three-pronged humanoid foot was made there in Kenmore, Ohio. I do have a couple of personal experiences that I found. You guys want to hear those?
Please.
All right. So in late 1979, Ronald Chamberlain claimed he saw an unusual creature at Urbana. Driving through the area around midnight, Chamberlain saw a husky, hairy creature larger than a dog standing in the middle of Route 296. That's not your same route, is it?
Nope.
Okay. Chamberlain stated the creature's hind legs seemed larger than its front legs. It was broad through the shoulders, dark in color, and moved very fast. In August of 1972, a 7-foot creature covered in black hair was seen in the woods around the Cleveland Zoo.
Oh, that's not a good place for him if he's killing dogs.
Yeah.
True. Wayne Lewis said he encountered the creature at 9:30 p.m. while looking for a kitten. The creature was standing behind a fence and was, according to Lewis, a lot bigger than he was. Mm. Lewis is 6 foot tall and weighed 360 pounds. A 19-year-old youth also claimed he saw the creature and said it looked like a gorilla but stood straighter.
Hmm.
So, a recent sighting of the Grassman in eastern Ohio showed a glimpse of cryptozoology that Ohio has to offer. But the Grassman is just a Bigfoot. Pretty pedestrian among legendary animals. There are far odder creatures that lurk in the Buckeye lore. You want one more?
One more, yeah.
The Loveland Frogman. When you're riding around Loveland bike trails, be careful of a large bipedal frog. Stories of the amphibious humanoid in the Loveland area have circulated since 1955. That year, a businessman claimed to see three of these creatures on the bank of the Little Miami River. He said the creature left a scent of almonds and alfalfa.
Oh.
At least this one don't stink.
Yeah.
Don't most frogs stink?
Yeah. It's swampy.
Two Loveland police officers said they saw the creature in 1972. One claimed to have shot at the creature on a bridge near Riverdale Drive on St. Patrick's Day that year. But the creature got away. But the legend persists. The Frogman resurfaced in 2016, more than 40 years after the last sighting. Two people were playing. Are you ready for this? Fucking shit. I can't even believe I typed this in, but I didn't. Two people were playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, I was going to stop.
Wait, I said that wrong. Sorry. I'm going to get a shit face, get shit thrown in my face if I don't play.
You're going to get shit face.
Pokemon. Not Pokemon. Pokemon Go. Between Loveland Road and Lake Isabella, when they spotted a large frog and snapped a picture, the creature stood up on its hind legs.
Hmm. Well, frogs tend to do that when they jump.
Yeah, but this thing is like 6 foot tall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That would freak me out if I saw a frog.
Yeah,
no
thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. A little cryptids from the middle Ohio area there.
Nice.
What do you think?
Very cool. Go look for the grass man and the frog man.
I don't know that you want to actually go physically look for the grass man.
Not if he's an asshole.
He's an ass. Just everything that I read was just he's super aggressive and you just don't want to run into him. You just kind of want to stay away.
Yeah. I'll stay away.
Yeah. Kind of like them Alaskan folks that we were talking about earlier. All the freaky videos you find on TikTok.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Just a quick little snap of the Ohio Grassman. Like I said, I ran into this, and of course, Evelyn and Howard Clayton, which fed into my last story of the Clayton house in Arkansas. I just thought it was too coincidental to pass up. So
okay.
wanted to get at it a little bit. But yeah, Cuyahoga, man. Cuyahoga National Forest is just a hotbed of activity for all this cryptozoology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to be almost like an Alaskan triangle or a, what was that, Bridgewater triangle. Yep. Yeah. You would think that that there might be a triangle in Ohio.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll call it the Cuyahoga Triangle.
Do some research and draw it up.
I'll make up my own triangle.
That's right. That's right. That's all you need to do is from this point to that point to that point.
Just pick some spots.
Yep. Draw a triangle on the map, and there it is.
Well, I wonder if Helltown's got to be one of those points.
You would have to look, see where everything...
How it lines up?
Yep.
All right. You guys got anything else you want to hit on?
I don't think I do.
No, I don't think so.
All right. We hope you guys are enjoying the Meet the Podcast Host on the other side.
Woohoo.
The Rocker Chicks.
Learn more about us.
Golden Jay. Golden Jay should be out by the time this episode comes out, so I have to check my calendar. But I know we're having fun doing them. I know I'm having fun listening to them, and I'm learning things. Can't wait to hear what J-Dubs is all about. I know that Logan is super looking forward to doing that one. I was re-listening to it, the episode he did with you, and he actually said that he's nervous about J-Dubs because he doesn't really know Jen that well. So he's, you know, he's excited and nervous about it at the same time. But he said the most nervous he was about any of them was yours. Because he's never sat down with you one-on-one for that length of time and just talked to you. And he was really nervous about it.
That's true. Because when, you know, he was little and when he was here and then when he stayed with us for a while, it was never just me and him. It was
everybody
was always there. So
yeah. True.
Well, it was a good time.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you will too.
Yay. You can be Aunt Jen.
Oh, I'm going to have him start calling you Aunt Jen.
Aunt J-Dub.
I like it. All right. Well, go check out UnitedStatesParanormal.com. Check out the merch store. I wonder, maybe there might be a pair of feet by now.
Ooh, pair of feet.
There might be a pair of feet on there.
Pair of feet t-shirt.
Hey, we need your help supporting the pod. If you love what you hear and hear what you love, go check out the merch store and send us a little love. Pick up a t-shirt, wear it out, tell all your friends how much you love the show. Or just write us a comment on Facebook telling us what I said wrong.
We like them.
We love it.
We like to talk about them. Good or bad.
We like to do something. Yeah. All right, guys. We're out of here. Keep it spooky. See you on the other side.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the United States of Paranormal. Check us out at theunitedstatesofparanormal.com or at any other of our social media pages. At Twitter, at TOSOPPOD. At Instagram, at the United States of Paranormal. Or Facebook, at the United States of Paranormal. Or YouTube, at the United States of Paranormal 1795.
Please check out our other podcasts in the Golden Mojo Entertainment Network: The Call Guys, Golden Image Podcast, Indiana Chiefs Fans, The Golden 80s, Murd Nerds, and A Court of Books and Booze.
And if you have a location you would like us to check into or a creepy story that you would love to tell us, please email us at theunitedstatesofparanormal@gmail.com. Please like, rate, and subscribe wherever you listen.